Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I am super excited about today's show. This is going to be awesome. The board on my phone board here is lit up like a Christmas tree with all the callers. It's incredible. Boy, I have to say right now, I am not going to be able to get to everyone. There are way too many callers on here. I've never had so many callers before a show started. So I'm excited. As you know, I have an amazing guest, and I'm going to bring her on shortly. An idea for everyone who wants to ask Michelle White Dove a question is go to my Facebook page, which is Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, like Sterling Silver, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, Wealth and Wisdom. So if you go there, Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom page, you can ask Michelle a question, and that is the best way that we're going to be able to get your questions answered. So please go there. Again, on Facebook, it's Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom. So post your question there, and hopefully we will be able to get to it. So before I introduce Michelle, this is another amazing thing happening today. My app has launched for my Wealth and Wisdom Oracle card deck. And for some of you, actually many of you, I think, who listen to my show, who have been listening for a while, know that I have a card deck that came out a few years ago. And I've heard from people, you know, how much they love the cards and they love working with them, but they wanted to be able to take them with them all the time. So I finally got to business here and got an app made. It's available at the iTunes store. It's called Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle Cards. And for many of my new listeners who aren't that familiar with my work, I wanted to share with you that it is a blend of practical business strategies with a spiritual component. So this was my answer to helping bring enlightenment and metaphysical concepts to people who are in business, and also to help spiritual and metaphysical people learn a little more about business strategy. So this was my bridge between those two worlds, and I am super excited about them. I channeled them with my spiritual guides who come to me as the one voice. And it's been a really beautiful process to see how they've helped people and the difference that they make in people's lives. So I wanted to start today's show off with picking a card through the deck. So let me do a little shuffle here. And I'll pick one card. So the card I pulled from the deck, again, it's called Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle Cards, is the Signs card. And it says, the universe is reminding you that signs come in many different forms and will come more often when you ask. So what a perfect card to be talking about with my guest Michelle today as well. And then on each card there are action steps. So I'll read the action steps with you. It says, ask the universe to show you signs that you are on the right track regarding your question or situation. Look for the creative ways the universe answers your questions. Acknowledge a sign when you receive it by recording it in a journal. And lastly, be grateful when the signs come and for the information they bring. So that's the card for today, signs. Look for signs. So, all right, well, I think we need to jump on into introducing my amazing guest to you. And let me get to her bio here. Many of you already know Michelle White Dove, but she is, for those of you who don't, she is a celebrity psychic, and she's the first legitimate psychic to prove her supernatural abilities by being tested on television. In fact, I watched that whole entire episode. I was drawn to it. I think it was back in 07 through the Lifetime Network, and she was amazing, just incredible. I couldn't believe how accurate she was, and we'll talk to, hopefully Michelle will talk a little bit about that. So she won the title America's Number One Psychic for, and after she won the Americans, that was the America's Psychic Challenge, which was a competitive reality TV program where she had to prove her supernatural abilities, and she was up against a bunch of folks. And there was one last scene to that episode, which was so cool, which hopefully she'll talk about. But recently, Michelle was featured in the HBO documentary No One Dies in Lilydale, and that came out in July, and I think it's airing actually right around now. She's certainly an expert in her field. She's been featured on some of the North America's most conservative shows on NBC's Today shows. She was interviewed by Matt Lauer. She's been on CBS News, Fox News, CTV News, and NPR, National Public Radio. And now she can add Soul to Profit Radio to her foray there. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, love. How are you?
I'm doing great. I told Shantae I was so excited about today's show, and I woke up in the middle of the night just like, oh, my gosh, I felt like a kid on the holidays, and what a gift to have you with us. So thank you. So if you don't mind, I have about a million questions. Can we jump into them?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. So if you can start by sharing with our listeners, now I know a lot of folks know who you are, they're familiar with your work, but you know, some of our listeners might not know, and they might come from more of a conservative background. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to know that you have spiritual gifts, part of what that was like?
Well, to be honest with you, I was born this way. So being very young, and my family was not religious or spiritual, interestingly enough. And so what I would do is, you know, I thought what I was doing is what every child or every person was doing, seeing angels or seeing loved ones or getting information. And so I thought I was normal. And it was brought to my attention by family and friends and that this is not, quote, normal and very taboo and, you know. So about the age of eight, I figured it out and said, let me zip it. When I was 18, I had a near-death experience, and a lot of people ask me, well, did you come back with more gifts? I already had the gifts, but what I came back from the near-death experience with was the conscious memory and understanding of the heavens and getting not only to see the short 18 years that I had lived, but also my future and what my mission and what my purpose was. And so when I was able to return to my body and to fully recover, it was a fatal car collision. And that's what happens when you don't listen to your intuition, because they told me not to get in the car, but I did anyways. And so this is what really put me on a fast track in doing this work and helping people and using my gifts only for the highest good of all. And, you know, why I've done so many of the crazy shows that I've done is to prove to people in the United States or worldwide that we are gifted. All of us have that Christ consciousness within us, the gift of co-creating, praying, meditating, connecting to the heavens, connecting to your support team. And that's also why I teach. So I do a lot of different things. You know, I write books, I do television, I work with children, I work murder cases, I do readings, radio, obviously. And my whole purpose is to get that message out there to the masses so we can spiritually wake up and shift with this ascension.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And we're happy that you share your gifts with others, and that you do it in such a big way. And, you know, I'm curious. I heard about your near-death experience, and I'm curious, did you have a white light experience like most people describe?
Oh, it was much more than that. Yes. Instead of the white light, though, what I saw was a golden light. As I said, it was a fatal car collision head-on, and family and friends were lost. And what occurred after the accident was actually I knew I was dying. I could hear the paramedics. I was aware. And I hovered above the scene of the accident for quite some time until I came to the realization I'm dead, but I'm really not dead because I always knew that life went on, believed in the heavens. And with that, I think the most amazing thing, and I have to tell you this, Jane, everything I'm saying is I can hear myself being repeated, so I don't know if there's a way you could fix that.
Oh, my gosh. Gosh, there isn't, Michelle. You're on a landline, right?
Yeah, I'm on a landline. I'm just like distracting.
I'm surprised you're getting that feedback. That's probably so annoying. Well, I mean, you're welcome to hang up and call right back if that's easier for you.
No, I'm on a landline, so I guess we'll just roll the punches.
Okay. We'll just roll with it. Well, I hear you very clearly, so I don't. I'm hoping that other people are hearing you clearly as well. So,
good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you had an amazing. You see the golden light, and you're hovering above your body. And
yes.
Are you aware that you have free will to either stay or go, or what?
Oh,
happens
I was very well aware of that. I knew the rules, and let me tell you, I was quite difficult when I crossed over because I didn't want to come back.
I hear most people don't.
My family was like, you know, I could see family and family that I didn't even know was family, but, you know, a different generation. They're like, go back, but they don't have a set of vocal cords. I was also greeted to my right, to my left. I could see my angels, my guardian angels. I could also see the council. And I said, I know the rules. Free will, you have to let me pass. I'm home. I'm in heaven. You see those 18 years? Do you see that life down there on that planet? And basically what it was is showing me my purpose, my mission, and they had to show me my future three times before I was willing to come back and not be a selfish child of God and honor my own contract and, more importantly, to serve humanity. And so I did.
Wow. So let's talk about that.
I talk about it in my first book. She talks of angels.
Yeah.
That was probably the hardest chapter I've ever wrote, to be honest, in all my books.
What made it so hard?
Well, there was family involved, and, you know, I take that into consideration, their sensitivity. And it was very emotional for me. And try to write down in words and give that glory and give that, you know, all that God is and that heaven is, there's not in this language or any language that can really give that glory to Spirit.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that from other people. Now, did you hear the singing?
Yes, the cherubs and the seraphim singing glory and praise, yes.
Oh, beautiful. And did you connect with the energy called God or Spirit?
Oh, yes, the fragment of the Godhead. And even with my spirit eyes, I could not look directly fully into that light. Before I could even finish thinking, let's say, a thought, because I was dead. I was clinically pronounced dead. Before I could even finish thinking a question, the question was already answered with such a conviction and certainty and knowing, with seeing and hearing and feeling and smelling and tasting and being one with all that is Father, Mother, God, and Holy Spirit and the angel kingdom. So it was a phenomenal experience. And what really gave me the strength and more insight and wisdom to coming back, because I was paralyzed. The only thing that worked in my body was my left hand I could move at that time at 18. And so everything that Spirit promised me in me honoring my contract and coming back and doing this work, all those promises were kept and then some.
Wow. That's a beautiful story. So people who... You know, I wonder, like, I have a twin brother who passed on at 40, and, you know, everyone says, oh, it's so young. But I always had the sense that he wanted to go. Like, that was, and it's difficult for me to talk about it, but he,
I understand.
You know, he wasn't of this world, if that makes sense to you.
That makes a lot of sense to me because I remember saying that when I was little. I used to look at my parents and go, I think I'm on the wrong planet. Like, I've been dropped off. Like, you know, what is this place?
Yeah, like, what is this place? Is it just a stop along many stops for us? I mean, is that how you look at it, particularly after you're near death?
I look at it as a planet that is based on duality, and this is our opportunity to grow and learn and evolve and come to the understanding that if we can just apply the universal laws and tools, like just to be in a state of grace or come from unconditional love and light, to know that we're co-creators of our reality and that we create our life. We wrote it and agreed upon it before we got here, and now we're living it, and we need to make the best of it. And if this is the dream, then I say dream big and sky's not the limit. But I think that people also have to understand we have free will, and God honors our free will. And our support team of angels and spirit guides and helpers, they can assist us, but they're not going to participate in our naughtiness, our darkness, and we should never bow down and engage into that either.
Mm-hmm. So everyone has a team, don't they? Everyone has spirit guides and angels.
Yeah.
And does everyone have a soul's purpose? Like, does everyone's soul have
a purpose?
Oh, my goodness,
absolutely. If you didn't have a purpose, none of us would be here. We all have a purpose. I think what's sad these days that I see is people feel powerless, and I'm like, no, own your power. Step into your power. Know that you can create whatever life you want. And I really believe that when we are honoring our contract and doing what we're supposed to be doing, it's effortless. You know, and the work that I do, I don't even see it as work. It's a mission statement. I love what I do, and I believe that when you love what you do and you're passionate, you're good, you're joyful, you're successful, you're abundant, you're lucrative, and it's a wonderful ripple effect because you're shining and you're being an example to your fellow brothers and sisters.
Yeah, when your light shines, when you allow your light to shine, it gives everyone else permission around you.
Yes, and it neutralizes their energy, you know, and it's an amazing thing. But yes, God does honor our free will even at the time of what we think of as physical death.
So do we have multiple exit points that we can choose? I've heard that, you know, where we actually have. So tell me about that. How does that work?
Well, a lot of people think, oh, we only have one death date, and that's the day and time and place that, you know, you're going to exit. And the truth is that we actually have several death dates, and it's depending on the time. Let's say a death date is coming up, but this particular soul has not really accomplished a lot and is given the opportunity to stay on this planet and try to continue, go back, return to the red road, or they can choose to exit. And if they feel that they have not accomplished what's needed and spirit agrees, then I call it an extension. You're given an extension. And then that another death date will come up. But we all have more than one death date. And many people have experienced near-death experiences or very close calls and know that that could have been an opportunity in leaving this planet. This planet is like a big schoolhouse, and we're all here in this to learn and grow and evolve and develop and really come into a state of grace while we're in the physical form based on duality.
That's beautiful. I often call, I don't ever use the word death, but I use the word graduation, that people graduate. What's that?
I said, that's funny. I use that word, too. We do. We graduate. This is like school.
It is. It's like school. Yeah. So hopefully we learn and we get these lessons. And so let's say we go through this life here on Earth as in this big school of duality. I love how you put that. And we fulfill our purpose. Now, are there...
Purposes.
Thank you. Are there multiple purposes? That's my next question. You are so psychic.
Yes, we have many, it's not just one purpose, it's many purposes, and we also have karmic debts that are positive and negative. We also have spiritual contracts, lessons that we've come to learn or maybe even teach, you know, and we do have a lot of light workers and indigo children here now and teachers, and that also gives me fuel for my fire to inspire other light workers and these indigo children to go, come on, you guys can do it too. It only takes 20 to 25% of the world population to spiritually wake up to change the entire outcome of our future in this planet as far as not only evolution but as the ascension, the spiritual ascension.
That's beautiful. And that's manageable numbers. One out of four isn't bad.
Oh, you're very good with numbers, Jane.
Thanks, Michelle. So how do we do that? How do we encourage our brothers and sisters who I believe we are all connected, we are all one.
We are.
How do we encourage them to do that? How do we do that?
Well, we do that by being that and showing them that example, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so they go, well, if that person can do it, then, gee, I can do it too, you know. But in my daily life, I make a point to help more than one person, to find more than one thing to be grateful for, to find random acts of kindness. I always tell people also to use your words to heal, bless, or educate, or that's where silence is golden. But really being that example, and, you know, there's leaders and there's followers, and I think that it's important that yes, we do have leaders, but also to understand that we all have a mission that intertwines, connects. We're all brothers and sisters, not by blood, but something greater, by spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that... really, in the work that I do, I find that in the teaching and the writing, and that is helping people to become more evolved and spiritually awakened, and kind of gives them fuel for their fire. We can do it on a daily basis. It doesn't just have to be solely your career, you know, or for me, it's not really a career. Like I said, it's a mission statement. It's who I am. It's the life I live.
Beautiful.
I like to live my life like a prayer.
I like that. Live your life like a prayer. So, Michelle, I have a lot of light workers who follow my show and listen weekly, and they're out there, you know, they're giving readings, they're spreading love and light, and yet
beautiful.
They, what's that?
I said beautiful.
It is beautiful, but yet then there's this other piece, this financial piece where they go, ugh, you know, how do I keep that going so that I can continue to live my purpose and to share this message? So what happened for you? Was there like a tipping point or anything that you did that really helped your career?
I'll tell you, interestingly enough, I owned many years ago a beauty salon. And I normally don't tell the story, by the way, Jane. So.
Thank you, Michelle. I feel special right now. Thank you.
I really don't. And these, you know, hair, nails, all of the beauty treatments. And I was already using my gift, and I would share my gift, but I would not charge a fee for it. You know, I would just do it for free. Or, you know, if it came, I'd give the messages. So Spirit came to me and said, okay, well, it's time for you now to fully go into this. And I was, at that time, much younger and, like you said, concerned about bills and my children were young and this kind of thing. And I kept saying to Spirit, well, I really have a great business here and I'm still doing God's work. And then Spirit said, no, you need to go and have faith and do this work fully. Well, long story short, people started coming in my beauty salon, not asking for beauty services, but asking for readings. And I said, how did you find me? And they said, oh, word of mouth, you know. And they'd open up the door and say, is there Michelle in here? And so little by little, what I did was I merged, and I dropped basically the beauty treatments and changed my salon into, let's say, a little spiritual center, so to speak, where I had other people come and speak and give messages. I would do readings. And then one thing led to another, and then I wrote my first book, and then I started doing them full-time, and then I went into television. And then once I accepted what Spirit gave me and emphatically trusted it, you know, and just said, all right, if God has this belief in me and my support team has this belief in me and this is my mission statement, then this is what I need to do. And once I made that commitment, it was on fire from there.
Wow. Basically, no looking back. You just went into high gear and made it happen. I hope, and thank you for sharing that story. I hope all our listeners heard every word you said, because Michelle said, you know, she had complete faith, trusted in the guidance she was getting. Yes, there's a risk involved, right, Michelle? You put yourself out there, and there's a certain amount of risk, but yet
you knew.
Well,
especially back in the day, you know? I mean, because it's very taboo.
Exactly. I mean, today it's much more accepted, thank goodness. And, you know, I think every minute it gets better and better. At least that's the consciousness that I use and put out there in the,
no,
in the universe.
I agree.
That, yeah, so people are expanding their awareness. And I love my friend Doreen Virtue says, you know, in past lifetimes we used to be hung and burned at the stake for sharing our
yeah.
our knowledge. And in this lifetime we're given book contracts and flown all over the world. So
there you go.
It's a really a neat time for people. So hopefully all of our light workers and folks out there who know, you know deep in your heart that you have a purpose that's aligned with sharing the white light, sharing the message, and you can also make money doing what you love. And Michelle's a beautiful example of this. You know, she's out there globally, worldwide, touching lives, changing lives all over the world with her books and TV shows and HBO specials and everything that she's doing. And she shows up. She continues to show up every day and takes action. Right, Michelle?
That's correct.
So you have a team of guides, and will you share with our listeners how you use their guidance from the spiritual realm to assist you with your business?
Yes. I heard you say, when we started the show, about confirmation, our spirit giving you signs and confirmation, validation. And I will often say to my support team, if an opportunity is presented in front of me, I look at it as every stone that God puts in front of me, I turn that stone over because that's an opportunity for growth, evolvement, I look at it as gifts, really. And for me, it goes beyond faith. It's a conviction, a certainty, and a knowing. So it's not something I even think about from an intellectual level or analyze or mull over or skeptical. It's just a knowing. And I utilize only prayer. I meditate. The only tool that I will work with at times is the eyes or the windows to the soul, the photos, but I don't want any information, anything like that. You capture someone's aura, electric magnetic field. But really, it's just me going into prayer, going to the top, Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit, calling upon all of the angels in the heavens, calling upon my own guardian angels and spirit guides, and even what I refer to as animal totems or the fairy kingdom, the elements, and really working with everything that's in the heavens and that's been assigned to me, knowing that I'm not alone, that far from alone, and who, what better of a team that could you have with the angel kingdom and with your spirit guides when they've already mastered, especially spirit guides, what we're trying to do here on Earth. So I just tap in, and I trust, and I go.
Okay, so I've also heard you say, and callers and everyone who's – Michelle, I can't even count the number of callers right now. It's way too many to count. And I'm going to say to everyone in advance, I apologize. I'm not going to be able to get to everyone, but I will do my best, and I'll start with the first person who's been holding for a while now. But before I get to a caller, let me ask one more question. I know you've often said that you never shut off your gift, and that information is always coming to you. So how do you protect yourself from other people's stuff?
Oh, I shield up. I have a wonderful prayer that was given to me from the Godhead, the Archangel Metatron, that speaks for the Godhead and works for the Godhead, works with sacred geometry. And this was given to me many years ago. I kept hearing out of my right ear, shield up or guard yourself, and I thought that I was doing that. You know, I was praying, I was meditating. So I got so frustrated, and we can talk to spirit anywhere, anytime, as long as it's from our heart. People think that we have to be in a certain place, like church. I mean, I'm not against church if that helps you, but it's really that understanding that Christ consciousness is within you, and that each and every one of us is a fragment of the Godhead. And once you understand that and know that you are your co-creator and that God honors your free will, the rest is really quite simple. Or even if you just apply the law of karma, what comes around goes around. What we do unto others, we do to ourselves. So that means if I hurt you, Jaden, I just hurt myself tenfold. That's enough to keep me in check. I don't know about you.
I hear you. Absolutely.
But as far as my gift, I prayed about that, and I said, you know, why don't I have an off button? And God said, if I gave you an off button, you would have pushed it a long time ago. You would be sitting on the couch eating bonbons, I don't know, buns, cinnamon buns, and not out there and helping the people and being a light worker. And I said, well, that makes a lot of sense to me. So, no, I don't have an off button, but I utilize prayer. And the prayer that was given to me from the Archangel Metatron is actually up on my official website, and I often refer many people to that. And I say, listen, prayer doesn't cost a thing. Call the office. One of us will walk you through it if you have a hard time with the shapes or the instructions. And it's a protective prayer physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, but it's also an abundant prayer physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And I also work with, you know, you'll never see me without a four-corner cross or certain stones or things for protection as well. So it's just really holding that state of grace and light.
Wow, that's wonderful. And is that at michellewhitedove.com where they can go? To? Okay, so if you go to michellewhitedove.com, and where would they go on your site to download that prayer?
That would be the links page. Links are parents' page, and if they just scroll down very indiscreetly, they'll see in black letters the word Metatron, and they can actually print out the prayer.
Perfect. Beautiful. Awesome. All right. So listen, everyone who is wanting to Michelle, do you, I haven't even asked you, do you want to take a couple questions?
Yes, I don't mind, but if you don't mind, Jane, I know because you have your lines lit up and there's a lot of people waiting. So what I ask, if they just tell me their first name, where they're calling from, and please have one specific question, and the only thing I ask is their sun sign. I don't need to know their biological age because that's all it is, just a number. It's how you think, look, and act that, you know, is the fountain of youth.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. So, Michelle, first of all, I want to say this is going to be challenging for me because I'd rather have you all to myself this whole entire time, but I'm going to share you with our listeners. I hope they really appreciate that. And to move your ranking up on the potential reading with Michelle, please go to my Facebook page, which is Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom. Click on the like button while you're there. Michelle, I'm working for likes. Can you believe it?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait, you're working for likes. You're working for my likes. Oh, this is too fun. while you're there, please click on the like button. We appreciate that. And, all right, let's go to the first caller. And tell me one more time the instructions for these folks, their name, their first name.
Their first name, their sun sign, and a specific question because we have so many people. And please know, anyone that knows my style, I'm very much a straight shooter. I don't edit the information. So don't ask unless you're prepared to hear the truth.
Perfect. All right, so everyone, you got that. It's going to be quick, in and out. You're going to give your name. And you're going to ask a question and give the sun sign. Is that the birth sign?
Yes, like, you know, you're an Aries, or you a Capricorn, a Taurus, that type of thing.
Aries. What are you, by the way?
I'm Jaden. For the whole world to hear. Thanks.
That's right. I want the whole world, all around the world, to hear your birth sign. I'll share first. I'm a Cancer with a Virgo rising.
I don't know, wonder why I like you so much already. Okay. You should use your intuition. What am I, Jaden?
All right. You are Leo?
That's good. My moon is in Leo.
Moon's in Leo. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You were good.
On.
That's good.
Leo. Okay. Moon's in Leo.
Come on, Jaden.
I keep hearing Aries.
Nope. Taurus is my sun sign.
Of course, my wife's a Taurus. Okay, Taurus. Yeah. Now, say no more. Now I know everything, Michelle.
Oh, boy, what you have gotten out of me today. More than most. I'll give you that. No, Taurus is my sun sign, Leo's my moon, and Cancer's my ascendant.
Okay. Oh, my God. What a cool combination. You are
Isn't the coolest cat.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to pull myself away from you and take a caller. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, caller. Hello. The number ending in 6979. You are live on the air. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Oh,
you too. What is your first name?
My name's Donna, and I'm a Taurus, and I wanted to know if money and a relationship were coming into my life soon.
It's like echoing, Jamie.
Yeah. Did you hear that okay?
Okay, we said one question. I heard something about...
Yeah, Donna, Taurus, one question. Money coming into your life soon, would that work for you?
Okay.
All right.
Well, you need to have the money. I think it's important for, first of all, I will say this about Taurians, and this is true. We have a tendency, we have our ups, positives, and negatives in every sun sign, you know, and it's what we do with that wisdom. But, you know, we can't take our things with us, materialistically speaking. Know that, because even when I went into the heavens, you don't take your things, you take your deeds, your actions, or lack of. But most Taurians are concerned about their finances, and dear, your finances will pick up with the new year, and also with your love life. And I see that coming in where where are we? We're already in November, Thanksgiving. So this is more mid-next year as far as a love life goes. And it's interesting because they actually go hand in hand because this person helps you financially and vice versa. You combine your money.
Oh, nice. Oh, good. Yeah, I want to tell you that I had a reading from you like 8 months ago. It was on one of the, I don't know who, on Blog Talk. And you had said something to me, and I thought, oh, no, I don't like this answer. It can't be true. And what you said was absolutely true.
Well, thank you for sharing because I know that, you know, people either love me or they don't like me at all. But if they don't like me at all, they usually come back around and go, you know, I was really mad at you when you gave me that message because that's not what I wanted to hear. But that's what it was. And, you know, I have to read for people for their highest good. And if I was not telling people the truth of what Spirit said, then I would not be of a service to humanity or anything for that matter. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you. So I can look for all this like in the middle of next year, right?
Yeah, it'll be your year, honey. So you rock it.
I'm so happy. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome, baby. God bless.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Donna, for calling. Take care.
Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome, Michelle. So she had a reading with you a while ago, and what a great confirmation. That's why you're America's number one psychic.
And I did the global challenge too, Jamie.
Oh, Michelle, I did not know. What happened?
Yeah.
Do tell.
It's called Sixth Sense International. You have to check it out on my YouTube channel. There's different clips from all the... If you think America's Psychic Challenge was difficult, Sixth Sense International took all the winners around different countries, and we went up against each other, and that made it made America's Psychic Challenge look like a walk in the park.
Are you kidding me? You are such a rock star. That is so cool. And you won that whole
crazy
thing? You won the global challenge as well?
Well, you're going to have to watch.
Oh,
it's airing in 19 countries.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. Wow. This is awesome. All right. So let me, let's click on it. Congratulations. Let me click on another caller here, and let's see who this wonderful caller is. Hi, your phone number ends in 2853. You're live on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm so excited to get through. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. My name is Merez. I'm a Cancer. I'm from New York. And I wanted to ask a question in regards to my finances as well because I've been having a lot of turmoil in my relationship because of finances, and I haven't been able to find a job. So do you see anything coming up for me soon?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. You know, I have to be honest with you, though. You said your sign is like what again, please?
Cancer.
Cancer.
Cancer. How could I forget that, right? Cancer. I love Cancer. Sensitive? Sensitive, yes. I can only tell you the truth, and I feel like that this relationship that you're in is almost sucking you dry, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And I feel that your energy and attention is put in this relationship, and I feel like you guys are going round and round, you know, like the gerbil in the cage is where you begin, is where you end. And I feel like that's almost distracting you from actually your purpose and your mission and getting a job that's not just a job. Spirit's trying to be very specific with you, and they want the right job that is going to make your heart sing, that's a passion that you love to do, that you want to do. And yes, I do see that coming within probably the first 3 to 4 months in the new year, but not a just fill-in job, something that you really love to do.
Oh, great. That sounds good.
And really, honestly, you know, you're really stressed out, and you're when we doubt and we fret and we stress, we are only helping that very thing that we're fretting about creating it. We're feeding it. It's like feeding that monster, you know. So instead of the fretting and the stressing and the fighting that's going on in the house, how about praying? How about meditating, listening for the solutions, thanking Spirit for the, you know, confirmations, the guiding you along the way, and, you know, trust in God.
Okay.
Oh, I love how she says that. Okay.
I know.
Yeah,
see,
I just hear the vibration going. Yeah, honestly, you know, I believe, you know, we all have our moments, our times of crisis. I have as well. And when I'm in that place, and it's very easy with the ego for us to get caught up in that because, you know, we're distracted by so many things here on earth. And I'll just say, you know what? All my todays and tomorrows have always been supplied for, and I will literally take all my minute earthly problems, put them in a beautiful gold box with a big red ribbon, and hand them directly to my Creator, Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit, and say, God, your solutions are far greater than I could possibly imagine, and your miracles, but I thank you for taking care of it. And you know what? Every time I do that, it's taken care of.
Yeah.
Michelle, that's beautiful.
So
thank you for sharing that.
Like 3 or 4 months from now?
Yeah, you're going to have, you know, you're going to have what you need to get by, okay? So I don't want you to freak out here. But, like, the job. And what I like is that Spirit's being very selective with you to put you in a place where you're finally truly singing and happy and creative and like, okay, I got this. I'm doing well in my career, which will help your love life as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a fabulous
thanks for calling
day. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
You too, bye-bye. Honey. God bless.
Wow, Michelle. So, you know, there's a lot of folks who have this money question thing going on. And
yeah.
So what's the, you know, obviously we can't get to all the 100,000 people on the call that have called in right now. I'm sure it's close to 100,000, maybe a slight exaggeration, but it's a lot of people. What's one lasting bit of advice that you can give everyone as we wrap up today, you know, in terms of this money situation? I loved how you said wrap up all the fears and worries. Put it in a box, red bow around it, give it to Creator and say, you take care of that.
That's right. But I mean, again, we are co-creators, and I want to stress this, that how we co-create, and God helps those, by the way, that help themselves.
Amen.
So if you're just sitting on the couch, you know, waiting for the job, the phone to ring and say, hey, you want a job, I mean, we have to make things happen, but it's also based on having a pure intent. And our belief system, and how we are co-creators, and people need to manifest, whether that's a job or their financial needs or whatever it may be, it is understanding that you need to have a pure intent. What we think about is what we bring about. What we visualize is what we create. What we speak, we invoke it into matter. Words have power. And then we get off our butts and we go through the motions. If we don't like being a secretary doing office job and we always wanted to be a teacher, We'll go back to school and work part-time as a secretary. It's never too late. But I'm a firm believer in taking our earthly problems and handing them to the best, the source, which is the universal consciousness, I mean, the collective consciousness. And when you literally just hand it over, it's taken care of. I mean, but it has to do, again, with your faith, your conviction, your certainty and knowing.
Love it, love it. Great steps. Thank you for sharing that. Please tell everyone, because I know you do private readings, where can they find out about how to get a reading with you, and where do they go?
Oh, thank you so much, Jane. MichelleWhiteup.com, also Facebook. I have a fan page, YouTube. Just Google the name, Michelle Whiteup. Also, I'd like to say I have my new book out in the new e-book, Ask Whiteup, to the Kindle version, is on Amazon. And let's see, that's it, really. So there's so much information, Jaden, on all the sites and even all the challenges and things that I've done, and there's a lot of information that's useful to the people out there that are in need of it.
Exactly. Michelle, you are awesome. I loved having you on the show today. I hope you come back soon and connect with us again. Will you do that?
Absolutely, Jaden. I love your energy. You're beautiful.
Aw, thank you. Well, everyone, you know, we apologize about not getting to all of you callers. I will have Michelle back on the air. She already agreed. We heard that, so that's going to be great. And have a, for those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving, have a fantastic holiday. But remember, you know, to have gratitude in your heart always, not just
on one particular day, right?
Yes, thanks, everyone.
Be thankful for everything that we have and break bread with those that we love. That's what it's about, to be grateful, gratitude.
That's it.
Love your energy, Jaden. You'll have me back.
I will. Thank you, sweetheart. Love you, Michelle. Take care. Bye, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care, everyone.
God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.